Spike, we've done it.
What have we done?
We've made it to the round of 32, and we haven't quit the podcast yet.
Oh my God, Tegan. I never thought it would be possible.
I'm so proud of us. We've come so far.
We truly have.
What are your thoughts on this season so far?
It's been pretty exceptional. Like, just, it amazes me how far robotics has come, and combat robotics has come in particular. Because looking back, like, when we finished watching the episode last week, we watched a bit of the old Comedy Central era robots.
Yeah, we did.
Yeah, it was a different time.
Yeah.
Saw blades were wheels. I think they still are in some parts of the world, but yeah, that wasn't a weird thing at all.
Y2K was the host / countdown robot.
Yeah, that really scared the crap out of our friends.
Yeah, one friend in particular was not having it.
Yeah, if Y2K is your sleep paralysis demon, that's no good.
I'm sure it is for a lot of people, though.
Yeah, it could be. Definitely would have affected me as a child.
Yeah. No, I agree. It reminds me of, you know, those like really terrifying things that were appropriate for kids when you were growing up, like H.R. Puff and stuff. H.R. Puff and stuff scared the shit out of me when I was younger.
Yeah, I know what you're talking about. I don't really remember H.R. Puff and stuff. So
what
I
was it for you though? I've
watched it. Like what freaked me out?
Yeah.
Like, the only thing relevant I can think of that kind of didn't make sense to freak me out was, like, the opera singer from The Fifth Element.
Oh, no, that's legitimate. I reckon as a kid that would have been freaky.
Yeah, something about it. Just something about the tones that she made. Like, that was my first opera experience, I guess. It was this alien lady, and yeah, I don't know why, it just really upset me. Which is weird, because I love the rest of that movie.
When did you first watch The Fifth Element?
Probably too young.
Yeah, I was going to say, were you like 5 when you were watching that?
Yeah, I don't know. Probably not 5, probably more like 8 or something.
Oh, that's still like, that's like year 3, right?
Yeah, that sounds about right. Oh. Yeah, we got on the sci-fi early in my household.
I mean, good on
you. My mom was like, here, look, this is the first Alien movie, watch this.
Nah, mad props to your mum, but she's very good.
Yeah, my mum is awesome. Shout out to my mum.
I remember watching like Gone in 60 Seconds for being really young, watching that. And I've definitely watched Dirty Dancing when I was way too young.
Whoa, all right, yeah.
I got young parents. I think it was just my mum's favourite movie.
Yeah, I mean, you just watch whatever your parents' favourite movies are, right?
Yeah.
And they don't care.
No, exactly. They're like, they're not going to know. And they're like, how right they are.
Yeah, they're like, don't watch that. No, you're not old enough for this one. But they're like, oh, this one's really good, but.
Yeah, this one, I will watch this with you. My small infant child.
Oh, God.
You just got to do what you got to do as a parent, I guess. You can only watch so much High Five.
Yeah, there's only so much High Five. What on earth are we talking about this week?
All right, so we very quickly have our aesthetics list to go through.
Yeah,
we did it.
I feel as though the bracket may take some time.
Yeah, so
we're going to get through this, but we are going to give it the time and the grandeur that it deserves, because this is our grand bots. Best dressed robots and best dressed teams top 10 list.
Here we go.
Get ready. This is the, you know, nobody's going to care about winning the giant nut after this, Tegan.
No, I agree. If you've won this, you've won the giant nut.
I mean, more than, yeah, there's like, you know, the giant nut, the giant bolt, and then it's on the same caliber, bots, best dressed robot and best dressed team awards.
What award do we give them? Do we give them like a giant shirt that's like 6XL?
It's like a chrome remote control transmitter.
But is that because of aesthetics?
Yeah, because of aesthetics.
Yeah, okay.
It's like, I don't know, it's somehow representative more of the team and the robot.
I think we need to give them a little neon sign that says best dressed.
A little neon sign?
Yeah. I don't know.
Disclaimer, there is no real trophy.
You will be getting nothing.
You will get nothing. Okay, here we go. Counting down.
What are you counting down?
I'm counting down top 10 best dressed robots.
All right, I'll count down the other list.
Okay, deals. At number 10.
All right.
The number 10 place best dressed robot, we have Rotator.
Yeah, look, that gold and black color scheme.
It's a nice looking robot.
It's a nice looking robot.
It looks a little bit like a laptop this year. I think I've mentioned that. I feel like it looks like a
very chunky laptop.
Looks like it's got computer fans in it, you know?
Yeah.
But it is really nice. I like the little lights on top that tell you, you know, whether the weapon and the drive is functioning.
Yeah.
I assume that's what they do. Maybe they're just arbitrary.
Who knows?
But yeah, Rotator is a flash looking robot.
All right. Number 9.
Number 9. We have Sharko.
Oh, I love Sharko.
The paneling this year is it's a very good looking robot.
All those rivets really do it for me.
They really do. Yeah, it's like a really nice shade of like metallic blue.
Yeah, the color scheme of Sharko has always been excellent.
And I'll tell you what, the silhouette this year, it looks great. They've got like, the tail has like these rings on it. Like they've clearly spent a lot of time really making Sharko look great this year. And it has paid off. At number 8, we have Mad Catter.
Yeah, Mad Catter's got to be in there for sure. That paint job alone is spectacular.
I think it's the paint job that did it. It's just so nice.
Yeah. Martin Mason's daughter, the graphic designer, currently forget her name, whoops-a-days. She does all the hand paint work and it is... Oh, is all worthy.
It looks great. It's got little highlights on the eyes. You know, this red and blue is just popping. I love the way she's done, like, the grin.
Yeah.
The, like, Cheshire grin.
Yeah.
It's great. Yeah, really nice looking robot.
Plus, all of their mini bots are similarly painted, and I love that. The cohesion in this collection.
Good. In this collection, yes.
This collection of robots.
At number 7, we have Shatter.
Yeah, Shatter had to be in this list. I'm surprised it only made number 7. There's some nice looking bots, but Shatter's, they're shiny and pretty.
Honestly, all of these positions, it was very close odds. You know, tell us your top 10 list, because I'm sure it'll differ from ours. It's all personal aesthetics.
Yeah.
But yeah, Shatter with the holographic foil, those little panels and the geometric design.
Yeah, it's stunning.
At number 6, we have Witch Doctor.
Look, Witch Doctor, you cannot go past those ribs. There's something about the ribs on that robot and the purple and green color scheme. It just works so good. I love the little bony hands that come down over the wedge. Yeah, the little
hands. It looks great. It's an excellent looking robot every single year and yeah, it looks polished. And honestly, I like it with the new weapon that looks just really plain in contrast.
Yeah.
Maybe take some notes on that one, Witch Doctor. All right, number 5, we have Kraken.
Oh, big fish.
Yeah, big fish. They put some effort in this year. They put effort in every single year. Kraken looks great. It's such a unique design, and I love the theme that they go with.
I feel like every year they upgrade the way that the bot looks as well. Like, they never come back with the same looking robot. It's always the same silhouette, but this year it's got those metallic scales on it, and the red eyes that also flash to blue. I love that.
Yeah, and all those little metallic scales are like hand put on, I think.
Oh.
At number 4, we have P1.
Oh. Okay, so Spike and I went to a friend's house to play some racing car games because he bought a very good setup.
He's got the steering wheel and the pedals and the gear shift.
Yeah, so we went over there and we were playing some Project Cars 2 in VR, as you are one to do when your friend is a VR game developer.
Yes, he certainly has all the fun toys.
So we went over there and we found P1 in the game.
Yeah, so the paint job that P1 is based on like a prototype Porsche, I guess.
Yeah.
It's like, what was it, the 971K?
Or something.
If memory serves.
Yeah.
I'm sure if you look up prototype Porsche, you'll probably find P1.
Yeah, and I think last season's paint job was different and in the game as well.
Yeah, it was like another version of the same type of prototype Porsche. So yeah, that's a reference to. I didn't know. I'm not a big car nerd.
No, neither. But I loved finding that out. It was very fun.
Yeah, we were like, oh my god, that's P1. Took him for a spin around the track.
They're very hard to drive.
Yeah, we're not very good racing car drivers. Not yet. At number three, we have Valkyrie.
Oh, this robot, seriously, that like matte black with the paneling and the rivets and then that bright blue undercutting. It
looks so amazing.
Even like how chunky the tires are really works in super well with that flying V look.
They've really locked in the look this year. It looks so good. It was easy as a number three spot in this list. Honestly, like, it was, yeah, these top three were really hard. It just looks so slick.
It's super slick while still keeping in with, like, we're a hardy bot. Like, I don't know, they look super tough.
Yeah, it looks, they kind of give me, like, a Marvel superhero vibe.
Oh, totally.
You know what I mean? It's kind of like comic book.
Yeah, I know exactly what you mean. All right, number two, Spike.
Number two, we have Hijinx.
Oh, look, Neon Owl.
Just eked out Valkyrie there, but that Neon Owl, it is exceptional.
Yeah, give me a good paint job and you've won me over. Yeah, this whole, like, all of the, like, zigzags and the triangles painted on.
Even the wheels are so fun.
Yeah, they've got, like, stars on the end of them. And the contrast with the black with all of these super neon colours.
Oh, it's a really punchy look. Just the colour palette of, like, the blue and pink and yellow. It's so on point.
Yeah, honestly. Even their bar, the way they've painted their undercutting bar, is just beautiful.
It's a graphic design masterpiece. It's a design and style masterpiece. Everyone take notes.
Yeah, everyone take notes from Hijinx.
It's here. Number one best dressed robot this year, 2020. You know who it had to be.
Oh.
Hypershock.
Yeah, Lord. I feel like everyone saw that coming, right? We can't go past Hypershock. Every year they bring it. This year they've brought it harder than before, I reckon.
It looks so professional.
Yeah, it's so sleek. It's so pretty to look at with the fluoro yellow and
it doesn't
pink.
Even look real. It looks like it's from an animation.
No, yes, that's totally it. Like, it looks like, imagine like an anime that's based around like RC car racing and it's like underground RC car racing.
There totally was an anime that was kind of like little, I wish I remember the name of it. But it was totally like little cars that battle. It was like BattleBots, but smaller.
Oh.
Kind of like, you know how like Beyblades fight?
Yeah.
It was like Beyblades, but they're little cars now.
Right.
Like the exact same premise. And you know, they had the whole crazy power up with dragons type stuff in it as well.
Of course, good, yes.
But yeah, Hypershock could be in that easily.
Yeah, no doubt.
It's a little battle car. I wouldn't even be surprised if that show translated to battle cars or something. Like, if that was the name of it.
You'll have to look this up.
I will have to look it up.
Yeah, this front wedge that they got this year is spectacular. I love their little antenna. It makes it look almost bug-like.
There's so many little details as well, actually, on the, like, the decals and the stickers that have been put on Hypershock this year. I saw, if you do scan that QR code on the bottom of Hypershock and go to the secret store and want to buy Hypershock, there's some really great high-res photos of it there. And there's little parts that say, like, no step, which is like what you put on an airplane wing. You know,
that's so good.
On the parts that you can't step on and just all sorts of stuff. It's great.
I love that. And I love that they have Hypershock written on their wheels. Like they're like,
it's amazing.
It's so good.
Even like the rivets, I'm sure they're in functional positions, but they just look great. Like everything adds to it.
Yeah.
It's awesome looking robot.
Perfect amount of contrast with the black and the yellow, and it's just, oh, it's just a good-looking bot.
Well done, Hypershock.
Well done, Hypershock.
Now, we had some honourable mentions, Tegan, because it was incredibly difficult to just pick only 10 robots.
There are a lot of robots in the game, so.
Our first honourable mention had to be Rusty.
Yeah, look, what a spectacular robot, Rusty.
What a spectacularly looking robot. It might be on the opposite end of the scale to Hypershock at number one. So it's a bit of a confusing thing, but I think you've got to agree. Rusty has a certain, may I say, rustic charm.
Yes.
I don't know how that got you so bad. That was a terrible joke.
I love it though.
I'm sure it's been made a million times. But boy, Rusty Rusty just looks great with those little eyes.
Oh, it's so cute.
As well as Rusty, we've got Kronos. I feel like Kronos had an amazing paint job this year.
Yeah, no, I can agree with you there.
You didn't agree with me so much on this. I was going to throw them in the list.
I just feel like, I don't know, I feel like, yeah, they were all the other bots that we mentioned.
Oh, it's hard to stack up against these amazingly dressed robots. Whatever clothes stores these robots are shopping at. Sign me up. As well as that, we have Ribot.
Yeah, look, it's a frog.
It's a frog. It looks great. Yeah, I love it. It's great. A frog and it drives around. It's an honorable mention.
Yep.
Come fight me. and also War Easy.
Yeah.
I was definitely going to throw them on the list. It was really hard not to put them in there because that thing looks awesome. You guys made a really flashy looking robot.
Yeah.
You should be super proud.
I'm excited to see it next season again. It's a cool looking bot.
It is a great looking robot. It could be the main rival to Hypershock in the Battle Car anime.
Hey, no, you're so right there.
All right. Should we get on to these best dressed teams?
Yeah, sounds good.
All right. For the best dressed teams, number 10.
Aren't I reading them?
You were reading them. almost took it away from you.
Yeah, jeez. Best dressed teams. Number 10, we've got Lockjaw.
Ooh, yes.
With all their, like, matching shirts. It's, like, very NASCAR meets bowling alley team.
Yeah.
There was a lot of...
It's hard in the best dressed teams list that we had because there were so many, like, sort of crew uniforms.
Yeah, exactly.
And they're all often quite similar, and we couldn't put too many crew uniforms in there, but Lockjaw's one looks great. It definitely does remind me of a bowling alley team.
Yeah, but then it's got, like, all of the, like, sponsors on the one side as well, which is, like, Super NASCAR /, like, V8 supercar to me.
Really nice.
Yeah.
Really nice.
All right, number 10, in a similar vein.
You mean 9?
I mean, number 10, I mean number 9, in a similar vein.
Yep.
We got Sub-Zero.
Yeah, another crew shirt. They looked really good this year, though.
But I feel like they really lent into their whole Sub-Zero thing. They went for, like, these big puffer jacket things that look like you work in the freezers of a fish co-op or some shit. Like, I really liked how they looked.
Yeah, they look like they would definitely survive in the Arctic better than any of the other teams. Although, maybe Mammoth, they have the jackets too.
Yeah, well... Number 8 is Mad Catter.
Mad Catter, ooh. What really put them over the line was that button-up look.
Yeah, so they're all wearing matching denim-esque button-ups.
They look good.
But it's like, I don't know, but honestly, I feel like what really drove it home for me is that one guy in Mad Catter who always has the face shield and the drill.
You feel like that was good?
Yeah, I feel like that was great. Do you have any other opinions on Mad Catter?
No, I think they just present all around really well as a team, yeah. You know?
All tucked in shirts. It's beautiful.
Yeah, it was good. It's a good outfit.
All right, number 7, we got P1.
Oh yeah, P1, you know, the uniform to match the robot. They're styling, absolutely.
Yeah, they're very racing car vibes.
The pit crew.
Pit crew. I like that they have hats.
I would really love if P1 leaned into the pit crew even more and had sort of like full flame retardant suits that the pit crew have on.
Oh, yes. I would love that.
Yeah, maybe next year. There's an idea for you, P1.
P1's going to come out with like one of those big refueling tanks that's like someone can hold it.
Yeah, the big funnel.
Yeah, the big funnel. All right, number 6, we had Sharko.
Oh, yeah. I mean, the cape.
The cape.
If you're going to bring a cape, you're easily going to place well.
Yeah, he looks like a pirate captain mixed with a ringleader and...
It's clearly like a very carefully handmade garment as well.
Exactly. You didn't just go down and buy that.
Such an aesthetic. Well done, Edward.
Yeah. I mean, yeah, it's mainly just Edward. We didn't have to say Sharko. It's Edward.
No, it's all Edward.
Number 5, we've got Kronos, the team Kronos. They have some buck wild outfits.
Oh, yeah. The robot might need a bit of work, but the outfits on Kronos, you're just selling it.
Yeah, absolutely. The haircut of the main dude and the fact that all of their masks matched the other people's waistcoats, I was into it.
It's incredible.
Do you want to hear number 4?
Yeah.
All right,
I can't wait any longer. I've been waiting for weeks.
Number 4 is Mammoth.
Oh, The jackets.
Those jackets seriously make me feel like they've hunted down and killed their own animals.
Well, I don't know how to feel about that. I would like, I think I prefer the fake fur.
I mean, yeah, but just the vibe.
Yeah, they really tied it up well, but those jackets look expensive.
And hot.
I was pretty surprised because I know how hot it was. I mean, not personally, but you hear everywhere how hot it is inside that arena. And I was just surprised that they're just wearing these thick fur jackets.
Yeah, good on them though. I love the dedication to the fashion.
Dedication is good. The dedication of fashion will get you a high place.
Yeah.
A high seed.
Okay. So there's a lot of overlay between a good looking robot and a good looking team.
Yes.
And number three is no exception with Hypershock.
Oh yeah. They look great every single year. And I love that there's just little tweaks every year. This year, very expensive.
Yeah, this year they look super professional.
Their jacket was like, what color was that, Tegan?
It's like a brown.
It's like a reddy brown.
Yeah.
I wanted to say burgundy, but I don't know if that is.
No, it's not burgundy, but it's like.
What color is burgundy?
Burgundy is like a reddish purple.
Oh, okay. Yeah.
Yeah, right?
I don't know.
You're meant to be the art man.
No, I don't know the names of the colors.
Oh, okay. Sorry. Yeah, and then they've always got, like, their own Hypershock shirt with, like, the ringer tee, and it's just delightful every single time.
So good. They look a treat.
Plus, they've got, like, a bloody neon sign.
Yeah, I mean, that's got to add you some points, right?
Right?
If you're gonna look good, you're going to look good under the light of a neon sign.
Exactly.
All of their stuff is, like, glow-in-the-dark as well.
That's so cool.
Like, so much of it seems to be, like, really glowy under, like, I don't know, UV lights, like black lights and stuff.
Yeah, that's sick. That's what you'd want in a. That's what you want in an outfit.
Yeah, it's great. The Miami Vice theme goes strong.
I want to see Hypershock at a rave. All right, number two.
Yep.
We got Hijinks.
Oh yeah. Oh boy. For the new team on the block, they're coming in strong for the fashion game.
Yeah. As soon as I saw Jen's fashion, I was like, I'm floored and excited by this robot purely because of this lady.
It's amazing. Oh my God. Strong robot fashion, strong team fashion.
Yeah.
Which, like, they place better on the team fashion than the robots.
They came second place in both.
A second place in both. You got to be happy with that.
That's yeah.
Silver medals all round.
Yeah.
Incredible fashion.
Okay. Are you ready for number one?
Yes.
I'll have a drum roll here, please, Spike.
Okay, here it is.
It's Witch Doctor.
Oh, I mean, I feel like this was a really close first place with Jen and her team.
But Witch Doctor is just every year they bring it to you and it's different to every other team.
Yeah, I guess it's a little bit the resume because they just keep iterating on it. Like, for me, it's Andrea's hat and, like, every year the hat gets better.
Yeah.
And this year it has, like, the sort of weird eye that is, like...
looks around at everyone.
Yeah, it's like a screen of its own. It looks around on its own. It's so freaky.
It's like a Mad-Eye Moody eye.
I love it. It's amazing.
Yeah. I reckon it helps us see people coming for her.
Yeah, they have such a strong look, like purple and green. It's really cool.
And the whole team gets into it too.
Yeah, I think, you know, that's going to add you some points is their opening sort of...
Oh, yeah, the spooky hands.
The spooky hands.
Anyway, that's the top 10 for best dressed teams.
Congratulations.
Have some honorable mentions.
I'll
read them to you right now. Honorable mentions are Extinguisher, Fire Shirts.
Oh, great. Great Excellent. Look. Great job, Extinguisher.
Gigabyte, Fire Shirts.
Also awesome. I will say on Extinguisher, the dad dressed up as the skeleton fireman.
Oh, yeah.
That's also very cool.
Yeah. Diane from Team Scorpios.
Oh, just Diane alone.
Yeah.
You're carrying the team.
Really, truly.
The rest of Team Scorpios, you really need to take some notes from Diane. I think she should take on an official position as, like, team fashion coach.
Yeah, because that jacket, honestly, that jacket is just, perfection. Chef kiss.
Chef kiss.
And then we've got Slammo here.
Yeah, I just really liked how sort of, like, they look so cohesive. And I guess they're kind of a company. And a team, right?
Yeah.
Because it's the Mobot company, which is awesome. And I think, what was my notes there, Tegan?
Website.
I guess because they are a company, and I used to work in web design and development, they just really remind me of like a clean looking web page for Mobot. Like, I reckon if you put the Mobot team, Slammo team on the Mobot website, they probably just fit right in there, you know?
Yeah. They do look like a real crisp, easy to use, user-friendly website.
It just look like one of those premium WordPress themes, you know?
Yes. And then we also had one last honorable mention for Frederick Moore from Valkyrie.
Oh.
For that hat with the bits in it.
Frederick, honestly, I think you need to be in charge of the rest of Valkyrie's team look.
Let's not go past Leanne Cushing's vibe that she's got going on.
Oh, Leanne Cushing with the hair, it's looking great.
Yeah.
Every year.
But yeah, so that's our aesthetics list. Look at us go.
Congratulations.
Everyone, you get nothing. Remember that.
don't email us about that one.
Don't ask for anything, you get nothing.
you get the gloating rights over the other teams.
Yeah.
That's what it's all about.
All right, Spike.
Okay, Tegan.
Should we move on and talk about our wildly inaccurate predictions for this bracket?
We should. They are... a bit of a mess. I don't know why I've made the decisions I've made.
Look, I don't know either. I got to the end too and was like, oh.
So we have the bracket. Well, Reddit user Stannis for School Board. I wanted to shout out here. I don't know what that means. Is he talking about Stannis Baratheon?
Is it Stannis or is it Stan is?
For School Board.
Yeah, I don't know.
It could be. But he has taken the time, I'll leave a link to this in the show notes as well, to make the bracket with the pictures on them and the different category, the different like round of 32, Sweet 16, quarterfinal, semis, world championships, and all of the times and dates of the episodes.
Yeah, actually really incredible job.
Really good job. Just laid this out so nicely for everyone.
Yeah.
Thank you so much, Stannis, or Stannis.
Whatever. Anyway, you're for the school board, and I can appreciate that.
You've done well. You've clearly worked on a school board. You know how to lay some information out.
All right. Where would you like to start, Spike?
I think we go from the very top left, and we go quarter clockwise. counterclockwise.
Counterclockwise. Yeah.
Yeah.
All right. Okay. So let's start. Hydra versus Hypershock. Hydra with the number one seed.
Okay, well, this one is got disclaimers attached.
Yeah.
Because we saw this picture of Hypershock really getting a good hit in on Hydra and breaking one of their front left panels.
Yeah.
Pretty
badly. Sure seems like it. Hydra with the number one seed after giving us one of the most boring matches of the season. I'm honestly a bit ticked off, but I'm not a selection committee member. I don't get to make those calls. That's all I have to say.
Deegan's not happy. She does not understand. And honestly, I don't know why number one seed either. Like, I would have just put huge down.
No!
No, but I probably would have put Bloodsport as my number one seed, which did get the number two seed, but
yeah.
We will get around to Bloodsport at the very end. We have seen this picture of Hypershock getting a good hit, and we also know that the episode is called Shock and Awe.
Yes.
So you would assume upsets and maybe some more classic BattleBots Discovery Channel TV wordplay.
Yeah, they've done us a mischief in the past.
They sure have.
So...
I just don't know what to believe now.
Look,
I wish they just called the episode, you know,
round of 32.
Yeah, just episode 12. Like, that'd be a lot easier for me. But I have picked Hypershock for the win.
Hey, so have I. I believe that there is a Y-Archie curse.
That's another point. Is there a Y-Archie curse? There
yes.
certainly is. It's been proven. Probably paranormal investigators are en route. You know, it's going to be hard for Hydra to get past just the Y-Archie curse.
Yeah, look, Hypershock, they haven't been performing amazingly, but I just have a feeling. Also, the feeling might just be that I don't want Hydra to win, so I've made Hypershock beat Hydra.
I'm still like, I know we just made this bracket. I'm probably gonna change this bracket.
Oh,
like,
yeah, I'm gonna
before
read
the episode airs. Yes,
I'm gonna read through this later and be like, what was I thinking?
Yeah, I'm not certain on any of these decisions. Because the other thing is that Huge in their AMA was like, what are you gonna do if you fight Hydra with the bike rack again? And they were like, you'll just have to wait and see. And so I'm like, well, does that happen? Is that a thing? I don't know.
Does it happen this year or happen next year?
I want it to happen, so I kind of want Hydra to win just so I can see a rematch with Huge. But all right, we've got to move on.
Yeah, okay.
We've got Malice versus Gigabyte, the 16 and 17 seed.
I put Malice down to win.
I put Gigabyte down to win.
I feel like they've both been performing quite well this season, but Malice is... I don't know. I just feel like Malice can take a hit from Gigabyte and Gigabyte's going to send itself flying.
I would say the opposite. I would say that Gigabyte can take a hit from Malice. I know that is a huge weapon, but I think that Malice has those exposed wheels and I think that's going to be the trouble. If they can keep front on, maybe Malice is going to be the one flying. Maybe Gigabyte's going to be the one flying. One of them's going to be flying.
Yeah, I don't know. I just put Malice down.
That's going to be some serious kinetic energy.
Yeah.
I've put Gigabyte down.
Well, I guess we'll wait and find out because I just don't know.
All right, continuing on, we have Whiplash versus Huge.
Okay, I have a very distinct feeling that you've written down Huge.
I have indeed picked Huge, and I would be surprised if you say otherwise.
No, I've picked Huge as well.
I don't see how Whiplash is going to have to really embody some like anime episode driving, like drive up the side of the wall onto the roof of the battle box and come down on top of Huge.
Do some real Rocket League shit.
Yeah, it's gonna have to be Rocket League. I hope Matty Vasquez has been practicing. I'm sure he's like platinum level rank. I don't know what the ranks are in Rocket League, but I bet he plays it.
You gotta pay more attention when Spencer talks.
Definitely. Yeah, I do.
Yeah, I've put Huge down to win as well. Whiplash, although that Valkyrie match was amazing.
What hope do they have?
I feel like Huge is just...
This is what Huge was made for.
Yeah, Huge is a force to be reckoned with. And they're just going to... Huge is going to destroy their weapon and all of their chains. And it's...
I mean, Huge. Maybe Whiplash has an attachment for them. Who knows? Most people have a plan for Huge. It's the same as Tombstone. But yes, I have Huge to win that one. Moving on.
All right, we've got Valkyrie versus Sub-Zero. I've put Valkyrie down.
Yeah, I've put Valkyrie down too. I mean, Sub-Zero could get a good flip in and flip them out.
I'm sure that they could flip them, but I also feel like...
How are they going to get into range and do that before that devastating weapon spins up?
That's the thing, and Valkyrie can hit from front and back, so unless they come from him at the side...
Yeah, it's going to be a rough one.
Valkyrie's driving has been phenomenal the last couple of fights. I feel like they got it in the bag for this one.
Yeah, we've known that Sub-Zero also has had some reliability issues. I don't think that robot has had to take any big hits this season, and I feel like it may fail when it has to.
Yeah, they also don't have the amount of control and discipline that I want in a robot that's going to go the full way through the bracket.
It is a tough one. I can see Valkyrie taking this one too. Moving along, we've got Uppercut at the number 4 seed.
Yeah, number 4 seed Uppercut versus Hijinx, number 29 seed.
That's going to be a tough one for Hijinx. I mean, their spinner is very low. It could be hard for Uppercut, this fight.
Yeah, but I also feel like Hijinx has got so many different bits. The way that Hijinx has been made, I feel like Uppercut's going to really be able to grab underneath them and yeet them in the air.
It's not going to be good if Uppercut can get a good hit on them. I think Uppercut's front plates are quite good and they'll be able to go front to front pretty easily.
Yeah, Uppercut also spins up a lot faster than Hijinx.
They tend to have that little ramp at the front, and that's where you get caught out, is you ramp up into their weapon. Yeah. I've got this one going to Uppercut as well.
Yeah, me too. Okay.
The frog's gonna get bonked. next one.
Yeah, look, the frog's gonna get bonked. Beta versus Ribot, frog's gonna get bonked. You said it right.
Yeah, that wedge on Beta is too good. I think Ribot's gonna have a real hard time. They're gonna be driving their little hearts out. If they can get around to the back of the weapon, they might take it off and they might take the match. I mean, that's possible.
I mean, yeah, but we've seen Beta drive and they are very good at it.
It is gonna be good to see maybe Beta's hammer go right through that foam. What could lose John Reed this match is if he's too reserved, because Ribot is going to be bringing it, and they're not going to have time to play their little waiting game.
Oh, no.
On the perfect hit.
And Vita doesn't have a mini-bot for them to chase after either, so they will not be distracted. They will be focused.
Yeah, they'll be focused at this one. So, I don't know. Yeah, this could spell disaster for Vita, but I've got Vita going through, mainly based on their wedge.
Yeah, me too. All right. Black Dragon with the number 5 seed coming up against Slammo at the 28th seed.
That's going to be some roast lawnmower.
Yeah, I'm so sorry, Slammo, but I got Black Dragon winning this one.
I really hope they get a suplex in. I'm here for Suplex City.
Oh, yeah, I really want to see a suplex. I want to see a good fight no matter what.
But I think this is going to be a great fight, but yeah, I've got Black Dragon going forward as well.
Oh my God. So you're reading your tablet, Spike, with your little notes on it. And I've got my piece of paper in front of me with my handwritten notes. And I just tapped my piece of paper so the screen wouldn't go off.
So that your paper wouldn't lock?
Just because I've been watching you do it and I was like, yeah, okay.
That's all right. Sometimes when I'm drawing after I've done a lot of digital painting in Photoshop, I'll like try and control Z on the paper. And I do feel like an idiot as well.
All right, moving on to something else that's stupid.
Oh, what do you mean?
Oh, okay. So we've got Mad Catter versus Tombstone.
Why is this stupid?
Why is Mad Catter in the 12th seed?
Oh, yeah. Yeah.
I do not understand.
The only argument I could say was that they didn't really showcase a good match against Malice. Okay. I thought it was still an entertaining match, but yeah, they do have 3-0.
3-0. I feel like that match against Malice was much more exciting than Hydra versus Huge. And yes. Yet Hydra's number 1 seed and Mad Catter's all the way down to number 12.
You would have put Mad Catter at number 1?
I had them pegged for number 1.
Yeah, all right. Controversial. Does your previous year's resume play into the seeding? It shouldn't, but I feel like it does.
I feel like it really does. Like, because even, like, Sawblaze is above Mad Catter at number 7. And
they got wrecked.
And they got absolutely destroyed. And what was the other one that I was shocked about? Whiplash is at number 8.
Yeah, look, I probably would have switched.
At least put Mad Catter at number 7, if anything.
Yeah, I probably would have put Sawblaze lower and Mad Catter higher. For sure.
I'm mad on behalf of Mad Catter, because now they have to verse Tombstone at the 21st seed.
Well, that's a tough one, isn't it?
Yeah.
And who do you have winning this match?
I have Mad Catter winning this match.
I can see it happening. I think their wedge is up to the task. If Tombstone's going to do what Tombstone does, which is he wants to hit the side of that wedge and rip it off.
Yeah.
That's how he wants to deal with your wedge. And I think Ray's going to be out for blood in this bracket.
He's got a lot to prove, I feel. He hasn't done well this season and he's going to want to show that he's still the king.
Yeah, look, I'm changing my prediction right here. I'm going to erase Mad Catter. Sorry, Mad Catter. And I'm actually going forward with Tombstone on this. I've changed my mind again. I went back and forwards on this. I'm doing it live. It's Tombstone going to win it.
Well, mine's all handwritten, so I can't change it.
No.
Yeah, no, I've picked Mad Catter. I'm super impressed by this robot. I think they've got the guts and the glory to take on Tombstone and win.
And you know what? That's changed everything coming up, but we'll get to that.
All right, let's go down and around to Jackpot versus Rotator.
Yep. Who do you have going forward?
I have Jackpot going forward.
That's wild.
I know.
I think Jackpot will be able to deal big hits. I just don't think they'll be able to go the distance that they need to.
I don't know. We've seen them take some punishment, I feel.
We have, but not
Rotator punishment.
Yeah, not Rotator punishment. Like, the only... We saw the match between Valkyrie and Rotator. We saw how much punishment it takes to really beat Rotator. I don't think Jackpot has that in them. I do think they can do that much damage. It's just that I think their robot might give out by the time it has dealt that much damage.
So
and
you've got
Rotator might keep going.
You've got Rotator moving
I've got forward. Rotator moving forward.
All right. Well, I'm going to stick with Jackpot because I believe in the heart of the cards and it's going to be a royal flush.
Look, I love it. I agree. I think it's going to be a straight, I think, all the way to the final. I really hope so. But in the next match, we've got some fierce competition. This is Endgame versus Perfect Phoenix.
Yeah, so Endgame got number 6 seed, which is exciting.
That is exciting. I mean, it's hard talking about the seeds, I feel like Endgame maybe even deserves more. I know they lost to Bloodsport, but Endgame is just so powerful.
I have Endgame moving forward from this match.
Yeah, me as well. It's going to be hard to see Tyler go down, because I would like to see Tyler win the Giant Nut this year, personally.
Could he lift the Giant Nut, you reckon? Do you reckon he's strong enough?
I don't. Yeah, see, that might be the one holding back factor, is Tyler might have to get stronger before he wins Battle Bots.
Yeah, so he can actually physically
I don't know,
hold.
Maybe him and his friend could hold it together.
Oh, yeah, no, that's a good point.
I think that's possible.
Yeah, no, but I still think Endgame's got that one.
Maybe next year, if Tyler isn't strong enough, he will have built a sort of mechanical assisting arm.
Oh, yeah.
To help him eventually hold the trophy.
I feel like Perfect Phoenix is going to put up quite a fight.
I mean, you know, Bloodsport took out Endgame, and that was a great horizontal spinner. Perfect Phoenix, also a great horizontal spinner. Just the power in Endgame, and I know that their Wedge can take it, and now that they've had that Bloodsport fight, they've probably addressed, or at least gotten a bit more data on how to deal with a horizontal spinner like this. I can see Endgame going forward here.
Yeah, me too.
This next one is hard.
This next one I found really difficult to pick. Lockjaw versus Shatter.
I don't know how Lockjaw can get through Shatter's armor.
I don't know how Shatter can be so pinpoint accurate with David Hudson's driving.
I mean, I do. David Hudson will drive into the kill saw slots, get stuck, and then Shatter will bring the hammer down on them.
I mean, that's... Yeah, no, look, now that you've said that, I can definitely see that happening.
That could be the case, but if he can avoid those kill saw slots, then, yeah, look, I just don't know how Lockjaw is gonna really do the damage it needs to Shatter. Shatter is, with that armor, is a real trouble.
Yeah, but I feel like they don't have anything underneath. And I feel like Lockjaw is going to win the ground game.
If Lockjaw can keep hitting... Yeah, if Lockjaw can win the ground game, then maybe... I don't know. This one was really hard.
Who do you have pegged
I have pegged Shatter going forward.
I have Lockjaw going forward.
Well, we'll just have to wait and see.
Yeah. I like how many things we have different.
Yeah, true. I think we'll agree on this next one. We have Mammoth versus Copper here. Copperhead, sorry.
First Copper here, alright.
Yeah, just Copper, you know. But Copperhead, the number 3 seed, this is kind of...
They deserved that number 3 seed, I feel.
I agree. That was very well fought. I don't know what Mammoth is going to do here.
It's not going to do much. I feel like Copperhead's got this one.
I'm just going to stick my arm in that blender.
Yeah, I love just like when a blender is going and you're like, oh, it's not mixing entirely right. Let me just shove my arm in and I'll fix it.
You know what? I'm going to fight this blender.
You know what? This blender's talking to me all wrong. I'm going to show it what I'm made of.
Will it blend? Mammoth.
Yes.
Yes, it will blend.
Yes,
yeah.
It will blend. Mammoth will blend. Look, here's the thing. Mammoth doesn't have armor. Mammoth is just a bunch of pipes with some wheels.
I can see Mammoth winning this only if they sequentially feed all of their different appendages in. So they put one of the tusks in, and then they put the other side tusk in, and then they feed the tail end in, and then finally, you know, it's taken a bit of damage, they finally use the spinner.
Right.
Because if the spinner gets hit first, then it's just going to be out of commission and it's all over. But other than that, I don't know that that's going to happen.
I think what's going to be extra amusing is the complete size difference between these bots. Because Copperhead is such a small, compact robot.
Yeah, it's going to be a good one.
And Mammoth is a giant.
We'll just have to wait and see. But I think there's going to be some serious shrapnel.
Yeah, I think Copperhead's going to completely obliterate Mammoth. Mammoths will be extinct after this snake gets to
Oh no. Ooh, this next one though. This is a tough one actually. Witch Doctor versus Scorpios. This is a great main event matchup.
This is the one that I wrote in last.
Okay, this is the one you had the most trouble
this
with?
This is the one I had the most trouble with because Scorpios has been performing so beautifully this season, but Witch Doctor is just...
It's just going to come down to driving. I think Witch Doctor will be the better driver. Only by a small margin.
Yeah, but we need to remember that they haven't been driving exceptionally great this season. They've been making a bunch of mistakes.
Well, I think that last match, he just, you know, had to get back on the saddle I'm hoping he's gained his confidence back here and we're going to see some classic Witch Doctor skirting around.
I sure hope so, because I've picked Witch Doctor to win, so...
I even think, you know, weapon to weapon, I think Witch Doctor wins this fight. I know that Scorpius will probably win the ground game here.
Yeah.
So Witch Doctor is going to want to get around the sides. I don't know, if Scorpius can drop the hammer down in between Witch Doctor's weapons and really devastate those belts and the drivetrain to Witch Doctor's weapons, that's going to be a problem. Witch Doctor is going to have to be very measured to win this.
Yeah, I feel like both of them are going to have to be.
Who do you have winning this fight?
I have Witch Doctor winning.
You do have... I think we might be a bit biased.
Look, it might be, but please know that this was the hardest one to pick.
Yeah, it's kind of wrenches at your heart, doesn't it?
Yeah, this one's very like... Oh, ah.
I mean, yeah, there's just so many variables at this point. This next match, though... Sawblaze versus Kraken.
Yeah, so this is going to be interesting. I hope to see Sawblaze bring their Sawblade again.
I think it would be great to see the Sawblade in this. I don't think they will, because the Hammersaw is just the more devastating weapon on paper.
Yeah.
Or maybe not on paper, in the box.
Yeah, so I think Sawblaze is probably going to win the ground game. They've also... I think they're too big to fit into Kraken's mouth.
The trouble with Sawblaze for Kraken is that Sawblaze has that middle prong in their dustpan design, and that's maybe going to keep Kraken away. Sawblaze is pretty big to fit in that mouth.
Yeah.
I would love to see Kraken get a bite in.
I mean, I really hope Kraken puts on a good show, but in the
They end, always do.
I mean, this is true.
Why not bring the harpoon and, like, shove it in that way? The harpoon is good. I like the harpoon.
Maybe
they will.
Who do you have winning?
I have Sawblaze winning this. I just think that head area is where all the juicy bits are, and Sawblaze probably has a good chance of hitting it.
Yeah, I have Sawblaze to win for the same reason.
They're very maneuverable.
Yeah.
It's hard to put any bot against them and expect them to outdrive them. All right, we've got Fusion versus Tantrum.
So, purely based on the Waiachi curse, I have Tantrum moving forward.
Okay, yeah. The Waiachi curse. I have Fusion moving forward. I think Fusion, being a new bot, is maybe not subject to the Waiachi curse.
No, it's not got anything to do with the bots. It's the land on which they build has poltergeists or something.
There's something there. Oh,
no,
boy.
I don't know anything about the Waiachi curse.
Look, objectively speaking, I think Tantrum stands a chance of winning this if they can go head-to-head with the vertical spinner. If they go head-to-head with the horizontal spinner, that thing just has so much power.
But we saw them go pretty good against Valkyrie.
We did, and I don't think that... The thing is, the horizontal spinner on Fusion is a little bit higher up than Valkyrie.
Yeah.
Is that going to spell disaster?
I don't know. I feel like I've got Tantrum to win just because I feel like they can win the ground game against Fusion. They're much better at driving than Fusion, heaps faster than Fusion. And I feel like they can get underneath Fusion and destroy from underneath.
I mean, possibly. Fusion has not been driving the best, and Tantrum will definitely be out-driving them. If Aaron Hill can be really careful in where he goes to hit Fusion. But then again, I think Fusion's going to pull out that tombstone move to just spin on a dime, and that could spell disaster.
Yeah, but I think Tantrum can take the hit.
All right, I have Fusion going forward here, but tentatively.
Fair enough.
Very tentatively. All right, we've reached the top. We're at Bloodsport versus Gruff. God, I'm glad to see Gruff in this tournament.
Yeah, me too.
I kind of wish he had a different matchup. I'd like to see Gruff versus Fusion, to be honest.
Oh, that'd be pretty good.
So, hopefully he wins this.
Oh, yeah, okay. Well, who do you... I have Bloodsport to win.
I have Bloodsport to win too. It's hard to get past the power of that vertical, horizontal spinner.
yeah, look, I just don't think... Although Gruff is... Gruff is tough.
I don't think, unless he can get sort of under Bloodsport, I don't think he can deliver the fire where he needs to, because Bloodsport's body of the robot is so low down.
Yeah.
It's going to be hard, yeah.
Very streamlined bot, so it's going to be hard to flame them where necessary with such a chunky robot.
Yeah, he's going to have to take some hits. If he can get them into the corner and control the match, you never know. It could be a huge upset here.
I mean, you're not wrong.
And then we can see Gruff fight Fusion and or Tantrum. All right, well, let's go through this round of 16.
Yeah, okay.
Shall we start back?
Yeah, we'll start back at the beginning.
Okay, so if we have Hypershock winning
because
of the Waiachi curse, then I have Hypershock versus Gigabyte.
I have Hypershock versus Malice.
Okay, well,
who did you have to win out of your two?
I think Gigabyte would win that.
Oh, because okay. Because
I don't see how... Gigabyte is just performing so well right now. I'm loving it.
No, you're right, actually. Maybe I'm discounting Gigabyte.
You are discounting Gigabyte.
No, but at the same time, Hypershock versus Malice would be such a good match.
It would. I think Malice would win that.
I put down Hypershock.
Oh. Okay, interesting. I don't know. Yeah, Malice has such power in that weapon. And I think it will be a good matchup against Hypershock.
Yeah, but Hypershock, I think, is a much better driver than Malice.
That's true, but it's one of those situations where you can just sit in the middle and sort of spin around.
This is true. All right, well, so you got Gigabyte to win.
I've got Gigabyte going forwards.
I've got Hypershock going forwards.
All right, well, let's just keep those in mind as we head down to the next couple.
I have Huge versus Valkyrie.
I also have Huge versus Valkyrie. And who do you have going forward?
I have Valkyrie going forward.
I have Huge going forward.
Of course you do.
Because how can Valkyrie beat Huge?
I just feel like Valkyrie can destroy those wheels. I reckon they can flip Huge up into the air and then kind of like land under, like have Huge land like on top of them and try and knock those sidebars off so he can't self-right.
Yeah, right.
I don't know. I just feel like they are so powerful with destruction.
There was in the AMA with Valkyrie, which I've had a flick through, and the Instagram account BattleBots fan page gave us a hot tip here that in the AMA, Valkyrie kind of revealed if they were asked, if you face Huge, would you start upside down? And, you know, that would be an interesting proposition. But Valkyrie said, you'll just have to wait and see. We're not going to reveal our strategy just yet. So is that confirmed? Valkyrie is going forward and Huge is going forward?
I have no idea. Sometimes it's hard to know because robots will be back in the new season and they'll probably fight then.
I think in any AMA, you'll just have to wait and see. Maybe gives nothing away.
Yeah, exactly.
So you will just have to wait and see.
But I've got Valkyrie winning. Can you explain to me why you think Huge will win?
If Valkyrie is upside down, I maybe need to rethink it. But I think Huge is just it's just the design. How can you beat it? It hits you from the top.
I mean, this is true, but I just think Valkyrie's so destructive.
It is super destructive. It's definitely one of the most destructive bots this season.
Imagine if they get to do that thing where they like rear up onto their end.
Oh.
And then fly.
Yeah, maybe that Huge is their plan.
Yeah.
They're just, they've attached a wedge that puts them at a 45 degree angle.
Yeah.
And they're just going to attack Huge's weapon directly.
Who knows?
They've got like some little extendo wheels.
Anything is possible in the battle box.
It is true, yeah. I mean, maybe. All right, moving along. I've got Betaverse Uppercut here.
Yeah, I have Betaverse Uppercut.
Okay, we agree.
And I have Uppercut coming out on top.
Yeah, I do have Uppercut coming out on top here as well.
They're just vicious.
I don't see Beta being able to fire the hammer into Uppercut and coming out on top.
No, and I really don't see them being able to push Uppercut around without Uppercut riding up on top of them and destroying all of those precious insides.
Yeah, we've seen Uppercut sort of do some flips and hit the ground, like, pretty hard.
Yeah.
So I don't think Beta really wants to ramp Uppercut. Although it might work for them, it's just a dangerous strategy.
A very dangerous strategy. One that I don't think John Reed is willing to take.
Yeah.
He's the most cautious driver.
I mean, aside from that, who would we have? We would have Uppercut fighting Ribbot. I think they would absolutely slam that frog.
Yeah.
Whereas Hijinx versus Beta, yeah, but I think Beta might lose that, to be honest.
I think Beta would lose that too.
That could be a hard one.
But yeah, I've got Uppercut going through.
Nice. Yes, I do as well. Here we have, I've got Black Dragon versus Tombstone.
Oh, I've got Black Dragon versus Mad Catter.
Yes. So I think I... Yeah, this is where I wanted to change it. Now I want to say... I'm changing it again. I want to say that Tombstone is going all the way.
Okay.
And yes.
So they're going to knock Black Dragon out.
They would knock Black Dragon out.
Okay. Well, with my Black Dragon versus Mad Catter, I've got Mad Catter to win.
Okay. Well, that's a tough fight. That's going to really come down to driving. I would disagree with you there, and I would say that Black Dragon would beat Mad Catter.
No way. Mad Catter's got something special going on.
They do have something special going on. I think they might have maybe the more powerful weapon, but Black Dragon just has the driving experience. I think they'll get it over on them.
Well, look, you didn't pick Mad Catter, so...
Yep, I picked Tombstone. They're going all the way. All right.
Okay, I've got down in this bottom left-hand corner, Endgame versus... Bottom right-hand corner.
Yep.
Sorry, my left and rights are terrible.
They really are.
I've got Endgame versus Jackpot.
Well, I've got Endgame versus Rotator, and it doesn't matter because I'm guessing that you have Endgame winning.
Yeah, Endgame's got this one.
So do I. Yeah, I think Endgame could beat Jackpot or Rotator. So they're going on through.
Yep, okay. I don't think we need to elaborate any further on that.
Big hits.
Big hits.
Here I have Copperhead versus Shatter.
I have Copperhead versus Lockjaw.
But who do you have winning?
Copperhead.
Okay, yeah, I have Copperhead winning too. I think, I don't know, could Copperhead beat Shatter? Yeah. Yeah, they could. Copperhead is pretty devastating, hey.
But what is the difference between Copperhead and Lockjaw in the Shatter matches?
Copperhead's weapon is more fierce, and I think it might have enough to really take one of those panels off, where I'm not sure if Lockjaw does have enough power to take one of those panels off.
Okay.
I don't know. Copperhead's just very powerful this year.
It really is.
All right, moving up. I've got Witch Doctor versus Sawblaze.
Yeah, I've got Witch Doctor versus Sawblaze as well, and I got Witch Doctor coming out on top.
Yeah, so do I. I think that might be naive, because Sawblaze dustpan design is... We've seen it really... I think we've seen it take on Witch Doctor in the past and do some damage.
Yeah, we've seen both of these bots not be the best drivers either this season. We've seen them both not be at the height of their game, but seen them both come back with a vengeance.
I think they're really tuned in now. I'm concerned, actually. I can see Sawblaze going forward here. I just think I have only picked Witch Doctor because I love Witch Doctor.
Yeah, that's exactly what I've done, and I will not deny it.
All right, so we've made some bad choices here, let it be known. Sorry, Sawblaze, you're welcome to prove us wrong. Moving up, I have Fusion defeating the Waiachi Curse, taking on Bloodsport, and losing.
Yeah, I have Bloodsport versus Tantrum, and Tantrum is not going to win this one.
Yep, so we both have Bloodsport moving on there.
Yeah.
Okay, well, this is working out to be an interesting scoreboard.
Yeah.
Going over to the other side, I now have Huge versus Gigabyte, and Huge winning that.
Huge versus Gigabyte. Where?
On the top left. We're in the top left of the quarterfinals here.
I got very concerned because I have Hypershock versus Valkyrie in this one.
Yeah, okay, so we've gone completely different routes now. Who do you have winning yours?
I have Valkyrie beating Hypershock.
Yeah, I can see that. I would agree with that assessment.
Who do you have winning, sorry?
I have Huge versus Gigabyte, and I have Huge winning that.
Yeah, I can see that happening.
I don't see how Gigabyte could take out Huge, not unless they really cut those wheels down to size, yeah. But I think Huge is, that's a perfect...
They're going to get rid of that bar straight away.
Oh, it's going to be gone.
Yeah.
And then it's going to be hard to drive, and then it's just going to be top hits.
Yep.
All day. All day, baby. All
right.
Moving on. I've got Uppercut versus Tombstone here.
I've got Uppercut versus Mad Catter.
But who do you have winning?
I have Uppercut winning.
Yeah. I thought you were going to say Mad Catter for a second.
Look, it was really hard to decide.
The dream stops here.
That's the thing. I don't know. I don't know if it does, but I do love Mad Catter, but I love Uppercut. So I just think Uppercut's got some major power behind it.
It's so perfectly dialed in.
Yeah.
It's such a precise robot.
Yeah.
For what it is, it's like precise violence.
Who do you have winning between Uppercut and Tombstone?
See, I'm just so confused. It's so hard to bet against Tombstone. I want to, like, erase this again and be like, Tombstone is going to win. I have Uppercut winning. I do think Uppercut can beat Tombstone.
You reckon they got the moxie?
I think they've got the magic. Yeah, I'm going to say Uppercut can win this. All right. They can go all the way.
Okay. Now I've got Endgame versus Copperhead.
Where are we?
Down in the left corner at the semifinals.
Okay, yeah, Endgame versus Copperhead. Right corner. I can see Endgame beating Copperhead.
I can see Endgame beating Copperhead as well.
Yep. So it's Endgame going on.
Endgame going on, and then it's Witch Doctor versus Bloodsport.
I've got Witch Doctor winning
Me
that.
Me too!
Yeah.
That feels so silly, though.
It does feel silly. I don't know. You've just got to believe, right?
Yeah, you just got to believe.
You've just got to believe. All right, going back over.
All right, down to the semifinals now.
Now I have Huge versus Uppercut, I guess.
Yep, Huge versus Uppercut.
This is so hard.
Who do you think's going to win?
Huge. I think Huge is going to destroy Uppercut.
Okay.
All of their stuff is, like, exposed on the top. What can Uppercut do?
I think, I don't know. I have Valkyrie versus Uppercut.
Yeah, okay. And who do you think is going
to... I have Uppercut to win.
Yeah. I think Uppercut would probably beat Valkyrie.
Yeah.
Send him flying. Look, Uppercut could definitely... I think what this is showing is that Uppercut and Huge, in my opinion, like... And what else have we got? We've got Endgame and Witch Doctor, but that's not... That's just the dream. That's the dream, baby, bracket.
Yeah, I have Endgame versus Witch Doctor on the other side with Endgame winning.
Yeah, I've got Endgame winning there, too.
I feel like maybe we voted with more of our hearts than our heads, these brackets.
We definitely have in the top right.
Yeah.
So my final matchup is Endgame versus Huge.
My final matchup is Uppercut versus Endgame.
Yeah, interesting. So we both got Endgame picked.
Yeah.
To go all the way. That is very telling.
Now, Spike Tickner.
Yes. Tegan Kinder.
Who is going to be the 2020/2021 winner of the Giant Nut?
I'm going to call it the 2020/2021 Season 5 BattleBots winner of the Giant Nut will be Huge.
Whoa! You think you're just such a huge fan? Oh, God.
You can't come for my dedication here. I am the biggest, I'm the hugest huge fan. Maybe ever. So much so that I have created a podcast just so that I could say that they will win.
Okay.
Season 5. I've got to believe.
Well, I'm going to disagree with you.
Okay.
And I'm going to say Endgame is my pick to win.
But that's because you've got them fighting who?
Uppercut.
Yeah, see, if they were fighting Huge, they would lose.
Yeah, but Uppercut's... I mean, Huge is going to lose to Valkyrie, so...
Oh, boy. It all hinges on that, doesn't it? Because if Huge beats Valkyrie, then...
It'll be Huge
they've
versus
won.
Hypershock.
They've won the whole bracket, right? If Huge can beat Valkyrie, nothing stands in their way.
Oh, I don't know. I'm not a... I don't know.
If not... Endgame, that is my pick as well.
Yeah,
Look, we've gone all over the place, but we've ended up in the same sort of situation.
Yeah, I hope you could all follow along with that okay.
Yeah, I guess we didn't really think about that, but, you know.
That's whatever, we'll put out some kind of graphic or something
to
play along at home.
Alright, this episode has gone wildly too long.
Absolutely.
We better wrap it up. So you can find us on Instagram, Twitter, Facebook, you can email us at
BotsBotsBotsPodcast@gmail.com.
You can donate to our podcast at buymeacoffee.com/BotsBotsBots. And, you know, leave a review, tell a friend, like and subscribe, smash that MF like button.
Make sure you ring the bell.
Ring the bell. Do it all. And that's all we've got for you this week. We will see you at this first half of the bracket. Tegan,
yay!
I'm excited.
I'm so excited. It's the bracket time.
Here we go.
There's only 4 episodes of BattleBots left. Oh my God. I can't believe you picked Huge.
They're going all the way. We'll see ya.
Bye.